Unit 3, Life Codes. 1. Listening Comprehension. Part 1. Listen to the short dialogues only once. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
1. Excuse me, does this bus go past a modern museum?
No, I'm afraid not. You have to take the number 3 bus to the Great Theatre and transfer to the number 6.
Question. Where does the woman want to go? Two. I'd like to see the art exhibition tomorrow. Can you tell me what time it's open?
Sure. It's open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., except for an hour for lunch break.
Question. For how many hours is the exhibition open? 3. We don't seem to have a reservation for you, sir. I am sorry.
But my secretary said that she had made a reservation for me here. I phoned her from the airport this morning just as I left home.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 4. I heard Mary had been invited to another dinner party, but I'm sure I invited her first.
Well, she's more likely to attend your party than the other one.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. If you like to go there for dinner this evening, I will phone the restaurant and reserve another one.
Thank you, but I promised my sister I'd go to the concert with her.
Question. What's the woman going to do this evening? 2. Listen to a long conversation twice. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
Excuse me, would you mind answering a few questions? And the first one is, what do you enjoy in your life?
Oh, well, I think I enjoy my work most.
What's your greatest ambition?
Greatest ambition? I think that would be to go on a safari in East Africa.
Oh, that sounds super. What's been your greatest achievement?
Well, I guess raising 3 daughters.
Which person do you admire most, then?
I'd better say my wife.
And what's the nicest thing that happened to you yesterday?
Yesterday? Gosh, I must say my memory. Isn't it awful? Yes. My youngest daughter came up to me in the morning and said, Dad, you are the most wonderful person in the world.
You must have been moved by that. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Questions. 1. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
2. How many questions did the woman ask?
3. What moved the man very much?
4. To whom is the man very much thankful?
5. What does the man want to do most?
Excuse me, would you mind answering a few questions? And the first one is, what do you enjoy in your life?
Oh, well, I think I enjoy my work most.
What's your greatest ambition?
Greatest ambition? I think that would be to go on a safari in East Africa.
Oh, that sounds super. What's been your greatest achievement?
Well, I guess raising 3 daughters.
Uh-huh. Which person do you admire most, then?
I'd better say my wife.
And what's the nicest thing that happened to you yesterday?
Yesterday? Gosh, I must say my memory. Isn't it awful? Yes. My youngest daughter came up to me in the morning and said, Dad, you are the most wonderful person in the world.
You must have been moved by that. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Questions. 1. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Two. How many questions did the woman ask?
Three. What moved the man very much?
Four. To whom is the man very much thankful?
Five. What does the man want to do most?